Katanga Province is the southernmost of 11 provinces which make up the Democratic Republic of Congo, and its eastern border with Tanzania is marked by the length of the enormous Tanganyika Lake, the world's largest freshwater lake. Within Katanga Province, Tanganyika District is among the worst affected by this year's cholera outbreak, which has spiked as usual with the advent of the rainy season. More than 11,000 cases of cholera were recorded in Katanga Province between week 1 and week 42 of 2013. The death rate stands at approximately 2.5%, with more than 250 people killed by cholera since the beginning of the year. To find out more about the causes of this epidemic, Julia Cheriello spoke with Saidu Hamanin, who directs the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Katanga Province.
I was wondering, first of all, if you could tell us about what may have caused the current cholera spike in Katanga.
The current cause is actually just the rainy season. You know, if I take the case for the district of Tanganyika, most of the population, sometimes they use river water, and most of the time is not safe for drinking. So this is the main cause of cholera currently in the province of Katanga.
And what can be done to address this problem? So what sort of prevention measures can be put in place and what sort of treatments can be made available?
One step is to see how to take some preventive measures to respond to some gaps in terms of water and sanitation structures. And this is the first step, or I would say the preventive measures. Then the response level, if the epidemic is already out there, is just to see how, you know, the health centers or all the medications are in place and to see how actors harmonize their responses. So it's like at two levels. We have preventions, and when the outbreak is out there, coordinate the response.
In terms of trying to eradicate cholera in the next few years, if you think that's a realistic objective, what sort of changes need to be made and who needs to make these changes?
I think, as I said, the main causes are related to the rainy season. They don't have sufficient water and sanitation structures in remote areas. So these populations, you know, they are exposed to the risk because they don't have access to drinkable water, so they just drink whatever they have. So to me, it's very important that at all levels, we should have water and sanitation infrastructures to address this need. The cholera epidemic is a serious issue in Katanga. We've been going through that for a long time, for years. And currently, from week 1 to week 42, we have recorded more than 11,687 cases of cholera with 264 deaths. Which is a lot. You can see the death rate is still high, it's 2.5%, meaning that we are really in the epidemic situation here in the Katanga province. And the most affected area is the Tanganyika district. Even though we have humanitarian actors, they are doing whatever they can to respond, we know that we still have a lot of gaps to fill to properly address this cholera epidemic in the province of Katanga.